Right, so get this. Today we're diving into Acer's new Predator Helios 18 gaming laptop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the big thing everyone's saying is it's like a portable machine, but it's as powerful as a desktop setup. Yeah, so we're gonna see if that's true or not.
Yeah, let's do it.
We've got a detailed review from Next Gadget Insights.
Okay.
And by the end of this deep dive, you'll know if this thing is worth the investment or not.
Right.
Because let's be real, the price tag is anywhere from like $2,499.99 to $3,099.99.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It's not exactly pocket change.
No, it's definitely generating some buzz, though, and for good reason.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, the specs on this thing are pretty mind-blowing.
So let's start with just the look and feel. The
Okay.
review talks about a premium feel because it's made out of aluminum.
Mm.
And I'm all about durability,
Mm.
especially for something that you might be carrying around.
Yeah.
So does that hold up compared to other gaming laptops out there?
I think so, yeah. Aluminum is pretty much the gold standard for build quality in this category.
Right.
It's sturdy, it can handle wear and tear.
Yeah.
You know, being transported, you definitely get the sense that Acer really prioritized a robust design here.
Yeah, but at over 7 pounds, this thing isn't exactly like slipping into a slim briefcase.
Right.
So how portable is this beast really?
Well, that's the trade-off. You're getting desktop-level performance
Right.
in a portable package, but it's pushing the limits of what most people would consider lightweight.
Yeah.
So think of it as more like a, you can move it, but you won't want to be lugging it around all day.
Yeah, like a transportable desktop.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and of course, no gaming setup is complete without a little RGB flair.
Of course.
So the Helios 18 does not disappoint. There's like a glowing logo on the lid, an LED light bar at the back.
Okay.
Is that standard fare for gaming laptops these days?
I think it's becoming increasingly common. You know, gamers love to personalize their setups,
Right.
and RGB lighting offers that extra level of customization. Yeah.
And visual appeal.
All right, now let's talk about the display. This is a massive 18-inch screen,
Wow.
250 hertz refresh rate,
Okay.
mini LED technology, and they even claim that it hits 116% DCI-P3 coverage for color accuracy.
Really?
So break all that down for me. Like, what does all that jargon actually mean for the gaming experience?
Okay, imagine a super smooth, incredibly vibrant gaming world. That's what you get with these specs. 250 hertz refresh rate means the screen updates incredibly fast. So every motion is just super smooth and fluid, and that's a huge advantage in fast-paced games, where split-second reactions really matter.
Okay, so 250 hertz means super smooth.
Exactly.
Okay, what about this mini LED technology? I'm
Yeah.
picturing like tiny little lights.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Okay.
Mini LED essentially allows for more precise control of the backlighting, so you get deeper blacks, brighter whites, and just a wider range of colors.
Wow.
It's a step up from traditional LCD screens and even rivals OLED in some aspects. Okay, interesting. And that color accuracy you were talking about, 116% DCI-P3 coverage, what does that even mean for someone who's not like a tech expert?
Okay, think of DCI-P3 as a color space,
Hmm.
like a range of colors that a display can reproduce.
Right.
So 100% coverage is already great, but the Helios 18 goes beyond that,
Wow.
meaning it can display even more nuanced colors, and it just makes the visuals incredibly rich and lifelike.
So it's not just about the size of the screen, it's about how that size is used to like create a truly immersive experience.
Exactly. It's like stepping into another world. And for content creators who work with color critical applications, you know,
Yeah.
that wide color gamut is a dream come true.
Oh, for sure. All right, time to get under the hood.
Okay, let's do it.
The Helios 18 boasts a 14th gen Intel Core i9 processor
Okay.
and an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4090 GPU.
Wow.
Those are some serious specs.
Yeah, they are.
But I need to know what they actually translate to in the real world.
Well, we're talking about top of the line components here. The Core i9 has 24 cores and 32 threads, which means it can handle like incredibly demanding tasks.
Okay.
And the RTX 4090, that's the most powerful laptop GPU you can get right now.
Wow.
It's a beast.
Okay, so I saw some benchmark scores and they're impressive.
Yeah.
But I'm a gamer. I'm not a benchmark test.
Right.
So what does this raw power mean for my actual like gaming experience?
Well, picture this. You're playing Deathloop on the Helios 18.
Okay.
And in turbo mode, you're consistently hitting 90 frames per second.
Wow.
Oh, that's incredibly smooth gameplay, even in a demanding title like that.
90 frames per second. That's going to be like buttery smooth.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But what about something even more demanding like Forza Motorsport? Mm-hmm. Can it handle that?
Even in Forza Motorsport, which is known for pushing those graphical boundaries, Achilles 18 managed a very respectable 62 frames per second.
Okay.
So this laptop can handle pretty much any game you throw at it without breaking a sweat.
Okay, so we've got this beast of a machine cranking out incredible frame rates, but all that power has to generate some serious heat.
Right.
So how does the Helios 18 deal with that?
Well, this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Acer has gone all out with the cooling system. We're talking Aeroblade fans, vector heat pipes.
Mm.
And this is the cool part. Literally,
okay,
a liquid metal thermal solution on the CPU.
Liquid metal.
Liquid metal.
That sounds intense.
Yeah, it's pretty high tech.
So I'm assuming that helps keep things cool, but break it down for me. What's the advantage of liquid metal over traditional thermal paste?
Think of it as a superconductor for heat.
Okay.
Liquid metal is much more efficient at transferring that heat away from the CPU.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps those temperatures down, even when you're really pushing the laptop to its limits.
Yeah.
It's a key factor in just maintaining consistent performance over long gaming sessions.
So it sounds like Acer has pulled out all the stops to prevent this thing from overheating.
They really have.
But I've got to ask, what about the noise?
Mm.
Those fans must be working overtime.
You're right. That's the trade-off with powerful cooling systems.
Right.
The review does mention that the fans can get quite loud.
Okay.
Especially under heavy load.
So is there a way to manage that?
There are ways, yeah.
Okay.
You can tweak the fan curves through the software. You know, find a balance between cooling performance and noise levels.
Right.
You can prioritize quiet operation if you're not pushing the system too hard.
Okay. So you can adjust the fan speed or something.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So we've covered the looks, the stunning display.
Yes.
The powerhouse performance.
Yeah.
And the cooling system that keeps it all running smoothly.
Right.
What about the keyboard and touchpad?
Okay.
Those are pretty crucial for gaming and everyday use.
Yeah, for sure.
So what stands out to you about those?
The keyboard is a real highlight. It features per-key RGB backlighting, which, as we discussed, is a big deal for personalization.
Yeah.
But what's really cool is the level of customization, especially for the WASD keys.
Yeah.
Those are crucial for gamers.
I'm picturing gamers, like, meticulously fine-tuning those WASD keys.
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of customization options are we talking about?
You can adjust the actuation point, the travel distance, even the overall feel of the keys.
Wow.
It's all about finding what feels right for your individual play style.
Mm.
It's that level of attention to detail that sets this keyboard apart.
And what about the touchpad? Is it like overshadowed by the keyboard?
Not necessarily. The touchpad is actually quite large, which is great for navigating that expansive 18-inch screen.
Right.
It's responsive. The review mentions a smooth gliding experience.
Okay.
However, there is a note about potentially needing to adjust the sensitivity settings to get it just right.
Hmm. Okay, so a bit of fine-tuning might be needed.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, let's move on to audio.
Okay.
This is where things get a little less glowing, according to the review.
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned some potential distortion at high volumes.
Okay.
And a lack of clarity, especially in the mid-range frequencies.
Yeah.
So what's the deal here?
This is a common challenge with powerful laptops.
Okay.
Cramming all those high-performance components into a relatively small chassis leaves less room for high-quality speakers.
Right.
It seems like the audio might be the one area where the Helios 18 doesn't quite live up to its premium status.
So if you're serious about audio quality, what's the workaround?
External speakers or a good pair of headphones are definitely the way to go.
Okay.
Luckily, the Helios 18 has plenty of connectivity options for those.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap up this section with the big one, battery life.
Okay.
I'm guessing this isn't the Helios 18's strongest suit.
You're right. Battery life is the trade-off for all that power.
Yeah.
The review is very upfront about the fact that you'll want to stay plugged in most of the time.
Right.
Especially for gaming.
But let's get specific. Like, how long can we expect this thing to run on battery power for different tasks?
Okay, so for everyday tasks like browsing the web or working on documents, you might squeeze out around 4 hours and 40 minutes. But if you're gaming, that number drops significantly to just under an hour and 45 minutes.
Less than 2 hours of gaming on battery, that's definitely something to consider.
Yeah, it is.
It seems like you're tethered to an outlet for any serious gaming session.
Pretty much.
It's all about managing expectations.
Right.
If you prioritize portability above all else, this might not be the laptop for you.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for desktop-level performance in a portable package, and you're okay with being plugged in most of the time, then the Helios 18 delivers.
It does.
It's a trade-off, for sure. So we've covered a lot of ground design, display performance, cooling, and even those essential peripherals.
Yeah.
Now let's tackle the big question.
Okay.
Is the Acer Predator Helios 18 worth that hefty price tag?
Well, that price range, you know, from $2,499.99 to $3,099.99 definitely puts it in the premium category.
Yeah, for sure.
But the real question is whether the performance and features justify that cost.
Right, because at the end of the day, it's all about value.
Yeah.
So who is this laptop really for?
I'd say the Helios 18 is clearly targeted at users who demand the absolute best performance.
Okay.
Think hardcore gamers and content creators
right.
who really push their machines to the limit.
So like someone who's rendering complex 3D models or editing 4K video.
Exactly.
They might be willing to overlook that limited battery life we talked about.
Yeah, for sure.
But what about gamers? Can you like elaborate on what type of gamer would get the most out of this machine?
Imagine you're a competitive gamer.
Okay.
You play fast-paced, graphics-intensive titles.
Mm-hmm.
You need every frame per second you can get.
Yeah.
And the Helios 18, with its powerful GPU and high refresh rate display, delivers exactly that.
Right.
You know, it's designed for those who want a truly immersive competitive edge.
So it's less about casual gaming and more about, like, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in a portable gaming experience.
Precisely, but let's not forget about those compromises.
Right.
If you're a student who needs to carry their laptop around all day,
yeah.
or a frequent traveler who relies on battery power, the Helios 18 might not be the best fit.
Right, because lugging around a power brick kind of defeats the purpose of portability.
Yeah, exactly.
And what about that audio issue?
Mm.
How big of a deal breaker is that for like the average user?
I think it depends on your priorities.
Okay.
If you're a casual gamer who uses the built-in speakers, you might find them lacking.
Yeah.
But for serious gamers, a good headset is already a must-have.
Right.
So the laptop speakers become less of an issue.
It's like the assumption is that you're already invested in a complete gaming setup.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So let's say you're in that target market.
Okay.
You crave that raw power and you're okay with those compromises.
Yeah.
How does the Helios 18 stack up against the competition?
Mm.
Are there other laptops out there that can match it blow for blow?
There are definitely other high-performance laptops on the market, some with similar specs.
Okay.
But what sets the Helios 18 apart is that massive 18-inch display.
Right.
It's truly in a league of its own when it comes to screen real estate.
An 18-inch screen on a laptop, that's got to be quite an experience.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for gaming.
Imagine the level of immersion you get
yeah.
with the display that size.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game changer, literally.
For sure.
And it's not just about size. Remember those mini LEDs
right,
and the high refresh rate?
Yeah.
It all comes together to create an unparalleled visual experience.
So it seems like the Helios 18 carves out a niche for itself.
Yeah.
Even within that high performance category.
I think so.
But at the end of the day, it boils down to personal preference.
Right.
Budget. Right.
Absolutely. We've given you the information, the insights,
yeah.
the context. Now it's up to you, the listener,
right.
to weigh the pros and cons and decide if this beast of a machine aligns with your needs and priorities.
We've talked a lot about the present.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to hear your take on the future. Like, what does the future hold for gaming laptops?
Mm.
What trends are you seeing? And what can we expect down the line?
Well, one thing is for sure, right. the lines between gaming laptops and desktops are blurring.
Right.
We're seeing laptops that are capable of delivering true desktop-level performance, like
yeah.
the Helios 18.
Yeah.
Which is really pushing the boundaries of what's possible in a portable machine.
Well, we've definitely seen that trend play out in recent years.
Oh, sure.
So does this mean the end of dedicated gaming desktops?
I wouldn't say it's the end.
Okay.
Desktops will always have the edge in terms of upgradability and raw power.
Right.
But for many gamers, laptops offer a level of convenience and portability.
Yeah.
That's hard to beat.
For sure.
And as that performance gap narrows, the appeal of gaming laptops will only continue to grow.
So the future is looking bright for those who prefer the freedom and flexibility of a portable gaming setup.
I think so.
What other innovations are on the horizon? What has you excited about the future of gaming laptops?
There are some really exciting developments happening in display technology.
Okay.
Higher refresh rates are becoming the norm.
Uh-huh.
And we're seeing more laptops with OLED and mini LED screens.
Right, like the Helios 18.
Yeah, like the Helios 18,
yeah.
which delivers stunning visuals.
Right.
Vibrant colors, incredible contrast.
We talked about the immersive experience of that 18-inch mini LED display.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's just the tip of the iceberg.
It is.
What's next in that realm of, like, visual immersion?
One area that has me particularly intrigued is the potential for augmented and virtual reality integration.
Oh, wow.
Imagine a gaming laptop that seamlessly transitions between traditional gaming and VR experiences.
Mm-hmm.
That's a level of immersion we've only dreamed of.
That would be a game changer.
It would.
What about one of the biggest drawbacks of gaming laptops' battery life?
Yeah.
Are there any breakthroughs on the horizon that could address that persistent issue?
That's the holy grail, isn't it?
It is.
And while we're not quite there yet,
okay.
There's a lot of research and development happening in battery technology. Mm-hmm. We're seeing breakthroughs in battery density and fast charging capabilities, which could potentially lead to gaming laptops that can run for hours.
Wow.
On a single charge.
That would be incredible.
It would.
Imagine being able to game for hours without being tethered to an outlet.
Yeah.
It would be a true revolution in portable gaming.
It would.
But let's bring it back to the present.
Okay.
We've dissected the Acer Predator Helios 18.
Yeah.
Explored its strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And pondered the exciting possibilities of the future.
Right.
So what's the final verdict?
The Helios 18 is a statement piece.
Yeah.
It's a testament to the incredible advancements in gaming laptop technology.
Mm.
It's a powerful machine with a stunning display and a premium build.
Right.
However, it comes at a premium price.
Yeah.
And those compromises, the limited battery life and the less than stellar audio,
right,
are factors you need to weigh carefully.
It's a decision each potential buyer has to make for themselves.
Yeah.
But what we've done today is equip you, the listener,
right,
with the knowledge to make that decision wisely. You understand the Helios 18's capabilities. You're aware of its limitations.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had a glimpse into the future of gaming technology.
You have.
So you're now empowered to decide if this beast of a machine is right for you.
Right.
And if you're still on the fence, we encourage you to check out the full Next Gadget Insights review.
Yeah, good idea.
Which we've linked in the show notes.
Perfect.
It's packed with even more details and benchmarks to help you make an informed decision.
For sure.
So as you ponder your options, here's a final thought-provoking question.
Okay.
Is the portability of a gaming laptop with these specs truly worth the compromises?
Mm.
Or would you be better off with a desktop setup that offers more power and upgradability?
You're right.
Even if it means sacrificing some portability.
That's the ultimate question, isn't it?
It is.
It's a personal decision, and there's no right or wrong answer.
Right.
But no matter which path you choose, we hope this deep dive has given you a valuable perspective on the ever-evolving world of gaming technology.
And that wraps up our deep dive into the Acer Predator Helios 18 gaming laptop.
Great episode.
Yeah. It definitely feels like we're on the cusp of some major shifts in the gaming landscape.
Yeah.
As technology keeps evolving, it's really making me rethink what's possible in a portable machine.
It's an exciting time to be a gamer, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We're seeing innovations that were once considered science fiction becoming a reality.
Right. Speaking of reality, let's bring it back to the Acer Predator Helios 18.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground, the good, the bad, the potentially game-changing.
Yeah, we have.
For someone who's on the fence about this laptop, what's like the one key takeaway you'd want them to remember?
I'd say this, the Helios 18 is a bold statement. It's Acer pushing the boundaries of what a gaming laptop can be. You get incredible performance, a stunning display, and a premium build.
Right.
But it's crucial to understand the trade-offs, you know?
Yeah.
That limited battery life and the audio compromises mean it's not a perfect fit for everyone.
It's definitely a decision that requires careful consideration.
Yeah.
Knowing all, what's your personal take? Would you choose the portability of a gaming laptop with these specs, or would you stick with the desktop setup?
It's tough.
Yeah.
What compromises are you willing to make? For me, it comes down to how I use a machine.
Okay.
If I'm primarily gaming at home, I'd lean towards a desktop for the upgradability and the raw power.
Right.
But if I need to be mobile and I still want that high performance gaming experience,
yeah,
the Helios 18 is incredibly tempting. That 18-inch mini LED screen is a game changer for immersion.
Mm.
So ultimately, it's about prioritizing what matters most to you.
That's such a great point. There's no one size fits all answer in the world of tech.
Right.
It's all about finding the right tool for your specific needs.
Exactly. And we hope this deep dive has equipped you with the knowledge to make an informed decision.
Yeah.
We've explored the specs, discussed the pros and cons, and even peered into the future of gaming laptops. Now it's your turn to decide if the Acer Predator Helios 18 aligns with your gaming aspirations.
And if you're still hungry for more information, be sure to check out the show notes. yeah. for link to that in-depth NextGadget Insights review.
A good idea.
They've got all the benchmarks and details you could ever want.
They do.
So as you weigh your options and navigate the exciting world of gaming technology, remember this.
Okay.
The most important factor is finding what works best for you and your gaming style.
I agree.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Acer Predator Helios 18.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Until next time.
Happy gaming!